Next, this is chart review. Today is the 18th. This is at Deerbrook, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Date of visit 5/10. Dr. O'Hearn. First patient is ML, 22-year-old with cut on the hand. Did not require stitches because it was too old. Treated with antibiotics, Ansef and clindamycin, and sent home doing better and was happy with Dr. O'Hearn. Next patient is JP. He's a 66-year-old male with dizziness, lightheadedness, possible high blood pressure. Blood pressure was high at 176 over 90. Cardiac workup, CBC, CMP, EKG, CT of the head were all negative. No, CT of the head were done. CT of the head showed left frontal sinusitis. This was never mentioned, never treated, big letters. Patient was sent home with no medication for blood pressure. The blood pressure did come down to 160 over 88 before discharge. But I believe the source of the problem was missed. The diagnosis and the slash, the source of the problem of lightheadedness and dizziness was missed. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is DW, is a 34-year-old female with chest pain, history of anxiety, asthma. Patient had a full workup, PT, PTT, EKG, cardiac workups, CBC, CMP, urine tox screen, chest x-ray. All were negative. Patient was is doing better, was unhappy because Dr. O'Hearn was superficial and never gave her any, never explained everything to her. Next patient is KC. He's a 31-year-old with female with shortness of breath. Patient was diagnosed with pregnancy, bronchitis. Rocephin, Decadron was given, treated with Duoneb, and sent home with zithromycin and inhalers. The patient was not happy with the care because he said the doctor just didn't care. In quotation. Next patient is SH. Is a 31-year-old female with abdominal pain. Patient was given Toradol, CBC, CMP negative, CT showed possible colon cancer, MRI was recommended. There is an order for an MRI written on a prescription pad. There were no other treatments or medications given. And when I called the patient and introduced myself and explained why I was calling, she hung up on me twice. Next patient is CH. She's a 37-year-old woman with shortness of breath, chest pain, had a negative swab test. Rocephin was given and Decadron in the emergency room, sent home with Zipac for bronchitis, sinusitis, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is DM. He's a 26-year-old with nosebleed, male with nosebleed, only on hydrochlorothiazide, blood pressure 170 over 90. Patient wasn't bleeding at the time, so he was sent home. Even though the blood pressure was elevated, no new medication was given, no CBC, CMP, no CBC, PT, or PTT were done before discharge. The blood pressure needed to be addressed because obviously hydrochlorothiazide is not doing the job, and that's why the patient was has had epistaxis off and on in big letters. Next patient is ST, is a 43-year-old with pain pain moving from back to the stomach, leg numbness, constipation. Patient had a CBC, CMP, urinalysis, CT of the abdomen, which was negative, which was done. The blood work was red negative and was insignificant, which was unremarkable. The CT was red negative by Dr. O'Hearn, but actually showed gallstones, left adnexal cyst, and proctitis severe, which could have explained all the patient's symptoms. Dr. O'Hearn never mentioned any of these, and he said CT was negative. The patient was given no meds. She was not available to speak to me. I left a message for her. Next patient is TW, is a 6-year-old young lady with stomach pain times 3 days, diagnosed with strep, treated with bicillin, doing better. Mom was happy with the care. Thank you.